This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in reach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's Thursday, and it's the third hour of the show, so that means we're going to go to a wonderful place where all of your dreams and wishes and desires and maybe a few dislocations can occur. That wonderful place is Pipe Hitters Union. Once again, joining me from Pipe Hitters Union is the man, Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing. We're trying to get Steve right now. Things going okay. I think we have Steve now.
Awesome.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
All right. So, Lincoln, I know that you want to take this a certain way. Why don't you spearhead this one so that I don't muck it up?
Oh, yeah, no worries. You never muck it up. You just always bring a different flavor.
Ah.
I kind of want to, touch on last week and basically just pick up things where we left off. But, I was really fired up last week. I was angry, I had just been assaulted, and I was seeing red. I think I even said I had blood coming out of my eyes. I was so angry last week. But now a week has passed, and I'm still furious, but I've had the time that I needed to cool off and evaluate my situation and plan a course of action and move toward a solution. So over the last week and a half, I've been doing a tremendous amount of research. I've been talking to a lot of people. Let me tell you, a lot of people. I've talked with so many companies, I can't even begin to tell you how many hours I've been on my phone. And I'm sure that many of your listeners can appreciate this, but it's hard enough, and I'm sure you can appreciate this, Bill, most people, yes, and Steve too, that it's hard enough to run a small business when everything's going right. And in a small business, everyone's wearing numerous hats, and shares numerous responsibilities. Now, I want everyone to consider that over the past week and a half, I've been all but removed from my company. I haven't been able to pitch in and help out and provide guidance and leadership where necessary or really have any input whatsoever about anything because Mr. Toby, Shopify's CEO, decided to evict me and my company without any discussion, due process, or warning whatsoever. So I've spent the last week and a half doing absolutely nothing but trying to find a solution to this problem that Shopify has created. Now, I've spoken to more than a dozen web hosting companies, a half dozen or so different e-commerce platforms, and a dozen of developers all claiming, that guy selling snake oil to have the ultimate platform or the next best thing or the secret sauce or simply put, the miracle that I and so many other companies desperately need right now to keep our doors open and food on the table, not only for our families, but for our employees and their families, too. Now, over the years, I've built, numerous companies and I don't know how many websites, and I've never run across anyone that I felt more comfortable with, no one that I truly felt had mine and my company's best interest at heart, with the exception of my guest tonight. So tonight, I brought on Steve Buck. He is the president of Black Tie Digital Marketing. They're based out of the Orlando area in Florida. Not only is he my go-to guy for everything e-commerce and an expert in everything digital, he's also become a very good friend of mine over the years. He's a subject matter expert, a man of faith, a gun guy, and a 2A supporter, and an all-around great guy. But beyond that, the reason why I'm having him on tonight is he is an expert in the Shopify platform and even has a direct line to the company. So, Steve, you know, last week I went into great detail last week about what Shopify did to the gun industry. And what I would like, what I would really appreciate is if you could give all of our listeners a quick overview to refresh their memory.
Sure. So, let me start off by saying, Bill, listen to your show. I really enjoy the content. I love the topics that you guys have on. Some of the guests have been really fascinating. So, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm excited. And, of course, you know, Lincoln, like you said, man, I am overwhelmed by the compliments. I certainly appreciate that. We think extremely of you. You, your company, just everything you've created, some of the relationships that have, that you've introduced me to. So, I appreciate everything. So thanks for having me on. All right. So, I'll just jump right into it. So, as Lincoln mentioned, I'm pretty familiar with Shopify. We've built numerous Shopify stores. We are a Shopify partner and also considered a Shopify expert, because of the number of stores that we have built. We also have, as I mentioned, I have some direct connections with Shopify and we of course tried to leverage those relationships as soon as the kind of the news broke. I got reached out to by a couple of my clients, on that Monday night about a week ago. To let me know pretty late at night that Houston, we had a problem. So last Monday, several stores and several more that I don't know that I kind of discovered through Twitter were notified pretty late at night that Shopify had updated their acceptable use policy and were no longer going to allow people that sell firearms or parts that go into most firearms, then we're going to allow them to, they were going to restrict them from using Shopify.
Now, Steve, this email was really, really short and extremely brief. Lacking
very brief.
Any bit of detail.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that was what I was going to, position into. Right. It was very brief. It didn't give any information to allude when they might, have the store taken from them. It did look like that all the stores were still functioning at that time. But like you said, it didn't elaborate very much. It just said that they had modified their acceptable use policy and that they were going to eventually take them down. They just didn't know when. And they have always provided a link to their terms and conditions page, which essentially said the same thing. And even to my opinion, the list of firearms and the things that were, they decided they were going to regulate against are somewhat vague and could be left up for some interpretation. One example of that, and I'm not going to go in deep, but one example of that is it says that any semi-automatic that could hold a magazine larger than 10 rounds would violate their terms. And as anybody that's ever owned a firearm knows, especially if you have an ejectable magazine, that magazine could potentially be replaced with a magazine far larger than 10 rounds. So we're talking
pretty much everything.
Right. Revolvers, shotguns that have an internal magazine tube that is less than 10 rounds. And bolt action rifles that do not have a removable magazine. That's about it. So everything else is considered restricted, including parts that would be attached to one of those restricted firearms, which that becomes really open and vague. I mean, you know, I've got a flashlight in my pantry that could be affixed to the side of just about anything I own. So yeah, no.
So when this happened, multiple companies reached out to you immediately. Were they looking for you to save the day? And what was your response? What did you do?
Before you give the response, Steve, we're coming up on the first break.
Sure.
So we're going to, this is a forensic examination of what's going on from somebody who has a little knowledge on it as far as Shopify is concerned and how it's affecting partners that you guys listen to, you hear, that I support, they support me. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. My guests are Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and Steve Buck. This is Lock and Load. a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris and his guest Steve Buck as they're giving us a little forensic background on what is going on with Shopify. I had to interrupt them. Sorry about that, guys, because Steve, I think you're about getting ready to illustrate something or illuminate something anyway. So please, if you would be so kind, sir, please pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, so Steve, when this happened, you've got customers, numerous customers in the firearms industry that reached out, freaked out, reached out to you, and they were looking to you to, what, solve the problem, make it go away, or help? So what did you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So like we were at when we left off is that people were notified and they weren't given much information. So of course they contacted the next person that they knew how to, which was me, most of it that same night. So of course next morning, I go straight to my contacts at Shopify to figure out, like what exactly happened? What should our customers expect? And when did they think that they could be possibly suspended? So when I called in, unfortunately, I was actually given, a pre-written response as soon as I brought up firearm customers. I mean, it was instant. This is a person that I have a relationship with, that I have worked with, cooperatively on numerous customers and come up with solutions for all kinds of different things. And we have a friendly dialogue. And I think that's important because as soon as I brought up the firearm thing, it was like immediate, like change of temperature. And I was told that, that she couldn't help and that she referred me to their legal department. And then she, you know, opened up a case, or a support ticket for me and that kind of thing. And that was it. She wouldn't elaborate any further.
And then what?
Yeah. I followed up about 3 or 4 times on that day, to find out about it. And, you know, of course I'm trying to ask different ways, try to make it interesting, see if there's some way that I can, you know, get under the armor a little bit and sneak inside. And really, I just kept getting stonewalled on it. And I actually didn't get a response until Friday, I think it was. It was right 4 days later. And during that time, of course, I'm talking to Lincoln and I'm talking to the guys over at Spikes and I'm talking to a few other people that also are in a similar situation. And, it was kind of panic for the week, really. You know, I certainly listened to the show last week and heard, you know, heard your tone, Lincoln. And man, I felt for you and it's the same tone that I was getting from everybody. Obviously guys at Spikes, we worked really hard on that site for a really long time to make it what it is. And you know, we're still very proud of that work and it's unfortunate.
So Steve, can you give me, so everybody really understands because, you know, most people just think the websites. Mm-hmm. So
right,
Shopify,
right.
Kind of, can you give everyone that's listening kind of that 30,000 foot view of Shopify?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll try not to get into nerd talk. I know I tend to have a bad habit of getting into jargon. So I will try not to, cause sometimes I forget my audience as some of us do from time to time, right?
Sure.
So, okay. So Shopify is an e-commerce platform. It's a software as a service company that allows people to build websites on their product or on their platform. It's unique from a lot of other platforms and services because it's what we call closed source, which means we actually don't have access to any of the source code. We can build themes, meaning we can build the style of a site around their framework, but I don't have access to any of the actual framework itself, which is pretty unique. It's not actually my typical build. It's not my standard process. So really what that means for people is that they're tied pretty tightly to Shopify if anything goes sideways.
All right, so a lot of people minimize how important a website is to businesses these days. So, you know, to explain it, I've been telling people that shutting down my business website is really the same as shutting down my physical store, showing up to my place of business and chaining up my doors. Now, everyone knows I do a lot of business with, and I'm very close to everyone over at Spikes Knoxville. They are family to me. They manufacture the Pipefitters Union line of ARs. We're very close. Now, Spikes Knoxville also, does business with Steve Buck and Black Tie Digital, Steve's agency. So, Steve, I want you to give all of the listeners a quick glimpse of what it takes to develop an e-commerce store similar to the one used by Spikes Knoxville.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, it's a nice handoff. So when people ask us what it costs to build a website or what it takes to build a website, I typically say my canned response is usually, well, that's like asking me what it takes to build a house. What house? Where's the house? Right? Like it's too vague of a question. But specifically looking at a project like Spikes, e-commerce platforms tend to be more complicated than, say, what we would consider a brochure site. right? Like something that communicates who your business is, where you're located, what you sell.
Like a dentist office or a real estate agent.
Yeah, absolutely. Most service-based businesses. Exactly. Exactly. Where it really is a way for people to connect with you and learn, you know, if you're the type of business that they would want to work with. And then it allows us to put in some techniques that we call SEO, which is, you know, a set of techniques that that help you get found on search engines.
So at a site like Spikes.
Site like Spikes, whole different animal. Because one, you're talking about a significantly larger site. Each of the products are their own page, so you need far more page templates. There's just more to build, and then of course you have a security component because you're taking money and you're processing a transaction online, and so there's a security component to that. And then you have just all of the risk of having all of the information on a cloud-based system where, yeah, you're making transactions, you have all of your order history, so you have the back-end kind of store management on the business side of it, where you're managing your customer orders and fulfilling orders and all that stuff. There's a lot more to it than...
So to develop a site like this from, you know, the planning and the development and the design and troubleshooting and finally the deployment of this site, what kind of time frame, how many man hours? How much money? Throw something at me.
Yeah, I love that. No one ever asks that, and honestly, nobody even knows. I don't think my wife knows how long it takes or how many hours we put into a project. So a project like Spikes, so we sprinted on Spikes specifically. They had a pretty urgent need, and so it was kind of an all-hands-on-deck. Even actually Spikes themselves, Cole and a couple of others on that actually helped filling out content and placing product data and that kind of stuff because it was just too robust for my team to handle everything in the time frame that they wanted. But that project, my team alone was in that project about 350 man hours, almost 400 man hours. A project like that, you know, on the commercial side is north of $30,000 just to build the structure.
And then, and then time to actually put in all of the products and, you know, photographs for the products and so on and so forth.
Gosh.
It just goes up from there.
When Spikes came to us, you know, that's one of our greatest success stories with Spikes.
Okay.
When they first came to us, they're old.
Hang on to the success story that Spikes is. We're going to get back to it. I'm sort of stunned right now about that price on the website. I'm still going wow over that one. Pipe Hitters Union.
Yep.
Their site is still up currently. Go to them and get that attitude. Stay tuned because this is a fascinating conversation between Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union and Steve Buck. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said Thursday after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finished his Capitol Hill testimony that the Supreme Court nominee showed America exactly why he nominated him and urged the Senate to vote to confirm him. Now, regarding that hearing, things did get a bit testy at times.
Senator, I'll do whatever the committee wants. I wanted a hearing the day after the allegation came up. I wanted to be here that day. Instead, 10 days passed where all this nonsense is coming out, you know, that I'm in gangs, I'm on boats in Rhode Island, I'm in Colorado.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono apologized for sending a fundraising email off the Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. And the Dow was up 54 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Probably need to turn that up a little bit. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris, and he is speaking with his friend Steve Buck as they try to get some forensics going and try to break things down and get just try to get some idea of the scale of what Shopify is trying to do. Steve, you were about to take us on in another direction. Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what we're getting at is that a project like a SpikesTackle.com is a bigger undertaking than most people discover, understand, or realize just because of the countless man hours that go into this. As I said, we have well over 350 hours just on my side of the business alone into creating that store. And then, on top of that, just the money, the time, that project was on a rush and it was still a six-month project. It was substantial.
So that's really important that you mentioned there, Steve, is that it was a six-month project. That's how long it takes to develop a site so deep and so, significant as the Spike site. Now, I've got a quick question for you.
May I ask one before you do, Lincoln?
Please, please, please.
Now, when you're building a site like this, Steve, and everything, has it not been something for you guys to sit there and consider and say, we're asking this client to make a $30,000 investment just in this alone. We don't know how much it's going to cost to do other build-outs on this. Perhaps we should have some plan in place for if terms of service change.
Yeah, no, that's hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah.
So I do. We have a lot of contingency plans when we build sites, but it usually is aimed more at some kind of catastrophic loss,
right?
If there was a hack, or if an entire system went down. Sometimes more popular if there's an extreme surge in traffic. So, like, you know, you release, you know, an Antifa ad and things go nuts.
Yeah.
You want things in place so that you can handle that traffic. And then, of course, right, hackers are really common in our industry. You know, there's just malware and phishing scams and everything else. So usually we're more on that side of it. I've been doing this for almost 15 years, and I've never had a partner go sideways like this on me, where all of a sudden I had to pull a customer off and go a different direction, and not just with websites, not only with websites, with all of the other services that come with it. In a business like us, we use a lot of other software services to deliver our services.
So. Bill, this actually leads perfectly into my next question, because you say, do you have a contingency? What are you going to do? Well, because Shopify is a closed source system, you cannot simply just unplug your website and take it somewhere else. It doesn't work that way. So all the money and time that you've got invested into that site, should you need to go somewhere else, you are starting from scratch. It's not an option to just unplug it and take it somewhere else, unfortunately. So, Bill, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You must have seen this coming miles and miles and miles away. And I say that because at the end of every one of your shows, this might be the first time you've heard somebody say it. Remember, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always going to be about total control.
Right.
So, Bill, you know, do you think that there's something bigger at play here?
Well, you know, Citigroup and Bank of America have decided to put caveats on who they will finance and who they will loan business or money to. And you know, getting out there and putting things in place like we're not going to loan you money, Spikes Tactical, if you don't do a background check on guns you sell, for example. Well, Spikes Tactical doesn't do background checks. Spikes Tactical sends to either, they go to a distributor, and then the distributor sends it to a retailer, right? They do the background check. So,
correct you real quick, though. Spikes does also sell retail, and of the guns they sell retail, they do background checks. But you're absolutely correct. All the thousands and thousands of guns that they send to distributors and dealers, no, that's not their responsibility.
Right.
Right. So, I have some insight on that, too. Sorry, guys, not to jump in here, but they actually, they don't ship to customers either. They ship to FFLs.
Right.
So they're actually helping local gun dealers also, because they're shipping to a local gun dealer, and then right, that person has to come in, and now they have the opportunity to upsell them, you know, ammo and magazines and everything else.
I think the writing was on the wall when Operation Choke Point happened, and there was not an armed insurrection. When you look at what has happened over time with veterans, they decided to make this thing where they got out there and said, well, if you don't know how to spend your If you're disabled and you go out there and, you know, get rid of your money in a way, if we have to appoint a fiduciary to you, you're not going to be able to buy a gun. So if I have my disability check coming to me and I want to, you know, buy Slim Jims and Lotto tickets, I am now not allowed to buy a gun. And that got tried. And there was not an armed insurrection. So then they went from there, and then they decided to do this with Social Security. Now, all of that's been reversed. But they try these little experiments, right? Operation Choke Point, I think, was an experiment. The bad part about this is there is no law keeping them from doing this.
Right.
Operation Choke Point, even though everybody was out there saying, well, the government should not be doing this, I think Operation Choke Point was all put into place by the Obama administration, who did the bailouts.
Right.
Right. And, you know, all of these banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, they took federal funds. So I think that this leads now to them begging to be regulated by the government, which they should. I'm not one to get out there and say, well, the government should regulate this, but, you know, this is why things like the Commerce Clause and the 14th Amendment and all these other things exist, all these little ancillary details of life and rights and everything else exist to protect against this. And it's going to lead to a reckoning. I mean, If I have my way, I mean, I've been, ever since this happened to you, Lincoln, I've been talking to a congressman in the House who has introduced a bill about credit card payments having to do with companies in the Second Amendment gun industry at all. He's trying to, he's in the Freedom Caucus. He's trying to find enough people to look at Shopify and see who gave them permission to do business in the United States.
Right. Well, you know me. I mean, you really know me. I'm not a guy who wants bigger government. I'm not a guy who wants more rules and regulations and laws telling me what to do and what I can't do and how to do it. But man, like, I'm truly at a loss over this. Like, what needs to be done? Something's got to be done. Like, you know, what can we as citizens, you know, do about this? Like, it, in my opinion, it's time that these tech giants, especially the ISPs, the Internet Service Providers, sorry for using that acronym, I think it's time that they be regulated and maybe reclassified as utilities.
Well,
go ahead.
We got a minute left, and then I spoke way too long in this segment, but when we get back, I'm going to hand that back to you. I will say this. You know, when AT&T got broken up, it was a lot smaller than any of these Internet tech monoliths that are out there right now. So,
I mean, these guys are giants. Like I said last week, Apple is a trillion-dollar company.
Sure. So, yeah, there's something. And if we have to do a part two to this, Lincoln, we most certainly could do a part two to this, okay? So if you and Steve don't get everything, all the I's dotted, the T's crossed, you guys just hold that thought and we will reconvene another time and you guys will finish it up as more things come available. Pipe Hitters Union, the defiant, not today, Antifa attitude is still out there waiting for you. You don't have to have the resume of a Lincoln Osiris or even the resume of me. It's in your chest cavity and it's between your ears. If you got those two things functioning and you are a pipe hitter, you should wear the colors. Go check them out at pipehittersunion.com. We'll be right back. Lincoln Osiris, Steve Buck, this is Lock and Load.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every
single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris and Steve Buck. Guys, I'm going to shut up now and let you guys talk because I talk way too much.
Hey, it's your show, Steve. I mean, I'm sorry. It's your show, Bill.
But you're the guest. If I'm going to talk, I don't need to have guests. If I got guests, it's impolite. So you guys, please, go for it.
All right, so I've got a quick question. Now, Steve... You're a gun guy. You're a guy who's kind of deep in the tech world. And you've probably got a very interesting perspective on how individual tech companies can set a policy, especially a Canadian tech company like Shopify can set a policy that has an impact on our rights as American citizens.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, all those things are true. And I do have some pretty strong opinions on this. I didn't realize I did until recently, but situations like this will make you aware of those. So I strongly support a free market. So we are certainly not excited about Shopify's decision, but I do support their right to choose who they work with. Like, we can't have it both ways. We have to maintain a free market and a free market society. So, while I really don't like what Shopify does, I really wish they would revert course. We're confident they're not going to. So what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to help Spike and Lincoln and some of our other partners. We're going to help move over to another platform. Again, we're not going to like it. And then, of course, you guys are probably going to do what you need to do in order to try to recoup some of the costs so that you can make this a little bit.
We're definitely exploring legal options for sure.
I fully expect and would support you in those efforts. But here's the one thing that we certainly understand is that a lot of people, especially on the left, are not catching this, and that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are extremely tightly connected, maybe more tightly connected than they understand. And also the First Amendment, right, this right of freedom of speech, freedom of expression is so uniquely American, and it has what provided our society to grow to what it has become. Obviously, the best country on earth, and the best economic country on earth. And the Second Amendment is necessary, 100% necessary, in order to defend the First Amendment. Without the Second Amendment, the First Amendment will disappear, right? And that First Amendment, without that First Amendment, our entire society collapses. So they really are very tightly connected, and I'm doing my little part to help communicate that and help debate that and understand that. But really, we have to do it through peaceful discourse.
Right. So, you know, there are more regulations and restrictions and laws on guns. I mean, heck, man, there are more restrictions on a pack, like somebody trying to design and develop a pack of chewing gum and take that thing to market than there are on tech companies. And right. If it's okay for an e-commerce platform to evict me from my place of business, just basically show up and put chains on the doors when I've been following the rules, paying my bills and taxes, and on a whim, that this guy just, you know, decides to, you know, shut me out of my own business. Now, is there anything to prevent the almighty Google from banning all gun companies and accessory companies from the internet entirely? So people look at this and they're like, hey, yeah, free market. And I really, really want to agree with you. But at what point does a company have too much power when now it's not the government picking winners and losers? We're talking about individual tech companies that are setting policy that supersede our federal law that, you know, right. Put a company out of business just by saying, hey, you no longer have access to the internet itself.
Well, right. Let me ask one little caveat with that. If we think they're working in concert with other financial entities, I could see one financial entity out there having an agenda. But, I mean, these guys with Shopify, you've got both financial and the tech company because they're out there saying, well, you know, the Internet moves faster than regular government. We just can't wait on regular government to catch up. I'm sure if they knew what they were doing, they would do what needs to be done. But you know what? We're Canadian. We're not even part of the process. But we're going to go ahead and decide that we're going to heavily influence the process. We're sort of getting away from free market. Now we're getting into conspiracy.
Sure. Right. So, Steve, I really am curious. If it's possible for a platform, for Shopify, or, you know, any of the other platforms, and I want to throw out names because, you know, I don't want to put them all in the same group, but a platform such as Shopify, which is publicly traded to set a policy that can put companies out of business, what is to stop Google from implementing the same policy and literally taking people away from the internet completely?
Right. So I know that we're running out of time here, so I'm going to be as fast as I can on this one as possible. So part one, because there's a lot to unpack there. So part one, how can you prevent companies like Shopify from taking you down? But you can move over to an open source platform. So there's other e-commerce platforms that you own the license and you own everything for, and they can't take it away. So WordPress, Magento, Drupal, some of the others, like you own the license, but they require more work. But that's a whole other discussion. So you could go to that, and that's probably, you know, a really strong, viable solution for us right now. As far as the Google thing goes, that's a really long answer too. So I'm going to, again, I'm trying to be fast here. If Google was to, Google has already prevented firearm companies and some other industries also, firearms specifically, but also a lot of other industries. They prevented them from advertising on their platform. So has Facebook. In fact, Facebook, it's not just advertising for firearms. It's also advocating for firearms. So you can't have pictures on your website of guys holding guns. They'll stop your ads for that.
Prevent them from just saying you're done, no more?
Well, that is a little bit different, and there is a small sliver of a difference there that makes a substantial difference. So on the organic search side, those are unbiased, unmanipulated search results. So that's the last free place on Google right there is the organic search results.
You don't think that they could say we're just no longer going to have the bots index anything and report anything that's firearm related?
So if there were something like that, we could detect it, but you'd have an antitrust. You would absolutely have a very strong antitrust.
They couldn't just say, hey, it violates our you know, acceptable use policy?
No, not for search results, thank goodness. It would violate antitrust law.
All right.
Thank goodness for that.
I know where you're going. See, this what you're describing, Lincoln, is the same reason they'll never repeal the Second Amendment. They're never going to do that because they want to get out there and say, everybody wants to say, we respect the Second Amendment. But we've got to do something about all of this stuff, which none of this stuff they're doing is going to do anything about the stuff they're, you know, if you want to, you're going to have to go out to the root cause of violence first, which we know what that is. And it has nothing to do with what guns are available or anything else. So,
right.
You know, the if we just got rid of democratically run big cities, we would get rid of half of the real murders in the United States.
It would definitely make a big, big impact.
Yeah, it would. So, I mean, actual murders are about, I think, about 4,000 per year, and that's out of 330 million people with 660 million guns. I think we're actually a very peaceful country.
We are. No, absolutely. There's a lot of statistics, right? If you actually remove suicides and gang violence from firearm deaths, the numbers become teeny tiny.
So, I think the answer to your question, Lincoln, is if they do that, like Steve is saying, then they've gone full Monty, and then there's no explanation saying, well, it's the algorithm. I mean, look at what's happening in Hawaii. They're like, yeah, well, we may issue a permit, but you haven't issued one in 2 years, so now we're going to do this to you.
I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith. I just see more and more and more that these tech companies are taking advantage of, conservative, values. And mark my words, I hope it doesn't come, but I think the writing's on the wall. I don't think it's going to be long.
It's going to be hard.
There is no alternative. There is no real alternative.
Right. See, what I will tell you is this. I think you're correct on that. Absolutely. But at the same time, they're begging. They're begging to be regulated, and it's due to complacency. It's due to complacency on politicians' hands. But we're running out of this. Lincoln, if you want to do this again next week, or if you want to do this again, gosh, tomorrow, if you and Steve want to come back and finish this up, you can. So you think about that.
All right, Bill.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Steve, it's very good to have you on the show. Lincoln, of course, it's always a pleasure. Again, in 21 hours between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.